This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. Well, as many of you know by now, that Monday, April the 8th, we are going to experience a total solar eclipse. So one question that comes to the forefront is, was there an eclipse at the death of Jesus Christ? Was there an eclipse at the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? So I referenced some different biblical translations. Hopefully that might shed some light on this question in light of the solar eclipse that is going to occur on Monday. In the Message Bible, Luke, the 23rd chapter and verse number 44, it says, "Darkness lasting 3 hours, a total blackout." In the English Standard Version, same scripture, it says, "It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. And then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.'" Also, there is another translation I found very interesting, and that is the New American Bible Revised Edition. It states from the same scripture, "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon because of an eclipse of the sun." And so you have different representations or different points of view in these biblical translations. I think what we really have to consider is the fact that the world was dark at the death of Jesus the Christ. But I want to take this a step further. I really believe we can take this time during this total solar eclipse, we can really observe the dynamic character of God's creation. It is a creation that has forces, that has power. It is dynamic. It is always changing within the confines of the parameters in which God has created. So I really believe during this time when we're busy, we're not paying attention to the glory and the majesty of God's creation, we can pause and really see how God created the earth and the cosmos and celestial bodies. When you really consider the earth, it rotates on its axis. And while it's rotating on its axis, it orbits the sun. In addition to that, the moon, our satellite, it rotates on its axis, and it rotates around, or it orbits, I should say, the earth. Through these dynamic relationships between these celestial bodies, we are able to see through an eclipse how God is able to create just by his spoken word. Now, the question, another additional question, I should say, is then, is Jesus going to return at the eclipse? I do not know, but I believe that Jesus is coming back. We also can even take this time to ensure that we are ready for his return, that we are ready for the rapture when the church would be taken up from this earth. There have been many efforts to predict when Jesus is going to come back, when the rapture is going to take place. But according to scripture, it says, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. Only God himself has the information as to when the rapture is going to take place. But I just want to encourage you, take this time to see and understand who God is and his authority. The solar eclipse is going to tell me that God is the true and living God. He is the creator God. And so that in that we must endeavor to have a biblical relationship with such a God. Here's the beauty of all this. It's very simple to establish relationship with him through the shedding of his blood, of the blood of his son, Jesus. Maybe you like to establish such a relationship. It can be done easily through a very simple prayer. The prayer is, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And yes, I believe that God the Father raised you from the grave. Forgive me of all my sins. Bring forth transformation into my life. This I pray in your son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Through such a very straightforward prayer, now you are safe from your sins. For sin is the only thing that can separate you from God. Now you are positioned to have a biblical relationship with God. Now I just want to encourage you all, go to allsaintstemple.org. We have virtual worships. We have Bible studies as well as podcasts. They are there to assist with your walk with the Lord. Blessings to you.